iron fence around the property. There's enough space, enough trees to not be so close to the neighbors. And so, yeah. And it's right up against the lake as well.
Scott, do you have something that shows the parcel in question, or am I missing?
Well, that's pictometry. Okay. I've got it here, sorry.
So it does go down to the... So there are adjacent homes that are R1 as well to that parcel?
Except for this little fish-shaped resort, and I've always wondered if they did that on purpose with the roads. That's C2 because that's a little resort there that's been there a long time. It, the whole peninsula is R1. And then you have the Demonico right down by the bridge that's C2. There's a little bit of A1 here, but this is all platted into subdivisions.
So the road to access the parcel is a subdivision road?
You can take Heron Drive and get to it, or take this Clearwater Drive.
All of those roads in there are county roads.
They are county roads?
And it is all residential.
And just to elaborate, if I could, just to kind of mention again that this home sits on a little over 4 acres, and so there is a lot of blockage between the other homes. It also sits on the side of the street that doesn't have any of the HOA. You know, that's on the other side of the street. It's just kind of a unique neighborhood. And also just about Mr. Wagner, you know, he has purchased properties, and he does purchase a lot of them that do need some rehab and some things to them. And this is one of them. You know, just he's going to invest in the home, you know, put everything in it that needs to be in it to make it up to standards. And on this particular home, you know, it's outdated and things like that. So he is going to improve the neighborhood and things like that as well.
Any other questions for the applicant before we see if there's anyone here to speak? Do we have anyone in the audience signed up to speak for or against? Okay. Why don't you guys go ahead and have a seat, and then we'll bring you back up afterwards, okay? Do you guys have an order you want to go in, like a pre-planned?
I would like to go first if we live directly beside them.
Okay.
I'm Ted Wozinski. This is my wife, Cindy, and we live right next to the property. We've been there for 20 years. I've seen four owners come and go. The lot is not fully fenced because I fenced my property, which is right next to it. We live on a 3.5 acreage. We had moved there 20 years ago, bought the property from Bob and Julie Middleton because there was a covenant. The house had to be so big, you were not allowed to own livestock. You could not have a broken down bus or cars on property. Gated is per an individual. Our property is gated as well. I put the fence up around the property. The past owner was Bob Strahan, Bob Strain, and I asked him to put the fence up with me. He put a partial fence up only in the front. That's it. The rest of the fence on the property is mine. We left the trees there because I'm from the city. I wanted my trees. I am the past owner of TCM Environmental. I don't believe with us going downhill, it all goes downhill. I don't know if the system's adequate or inadequate, but it's 350 gallons per day per person. And that's water, and that's, of course, flushing the water as well as it goes downhill. When I talked to the past owners, they only had a lateral line of 300 feet, and they're on rock. We're on rock down there. We're looking over the lake. We are on total rock. I went through it when I had the house built. We had the house built. And, of course, with you guys and your restrictions and DNRs, there were so many conditions that we had to apply with an aerator and things of that nature in our septic system
chlorination, dechlorination. I am totally opposed to it because the reason we built there, and we did live in Clearwater Acres prior to that, which is above us, but it was the covenances and it was the privacy. Now, we have, and I have pictures for you, if you allow me to approach the bench, I could pass them out to each individual. This is what we're dealing with. I'm the next door neighbor, and adjacent to us, behind us, they applied at the same time last year, and they're still getting away with it discreetly, saying we're family. I have pictures of trash. I have pictures of the street. Our street on Clearwater Acres, as you said, Scott, I believe, going through, there's not enough room for cars to be parked.
I just gave you those at individual. That was some trash that was last 4th of July. And as you can see on my picture, I think it was like July 14th or 17th. No one still had picked up the trash.
Two weeks later.
And they tried to do it in Airbnb. The other pictures that are going around in July... This was not supposed to be an Airbnb, but they had a wedding for about 100 people. As you can tell, they're going to be marching outside with their chairs. They had the round tables out. You could hear the music all over the subdivision because we are in a little cove, so you can hear it. Kind of going over the property management, Amanda was a doctor, and she was married. They had gotten a divorce that owned this property previously. They had their workout equipment, which we work out to, but they had theirs out in the garage. We could hear her music just fine on our property. So there's not a buffer between, yeah, there are trees, but we could hear her rock and roll music every time she worked out. The house, they bought it for about $700,000, and they put about $400,000 to $500,000 in the house and remodeled. If you go on Zillow, you can see it's a very nice house. It would be perfect for weddings. It would just like that. And how I figured out about the wedding is Friday night on this particular house, I heard all this beautiful wedding music, and I was like, "What's going on?" And then Saturday, of course, they had a big wedding. A couple issues that I have with this too is between Huron Idley Way to the house, there's 12 little kids. There's 12 little kids on that road. With that much traffic going in and out, that's going to be and we also have a problem with lake traffic because you guys have a sign on that road on Clearwater Drive that registers how fast everybody's going. And so if you're going to have an Airbnb that's going to have multiple cars going in and out down the road, they don't understand that there are 12 little kids on that road.
And as Cindy was saying, again, if I may, we hear it from the one just adjacent to us. There's always fireworks in my backyard I have to pick up in my pool. I'm afraid I've heard gunshots down there. I can't emphasize any more than I have. We had purchased the property because the peace and tranquility down there. We live in that cove. Everything that comes up from what Scott had referred to as the fish, we hear everything coming up that cove because we're right on that rock ledge. And I just, you know, it's taken away from the value, I believe, of our homes. I believe there's enough Airbnbs or what have you, I don't know the terminology, in Branson. That's great. We built on that side of the lake because we wanted that peace, that view, and we had covenances that were, and I believe there's some people here representing our portion as well as Clearwater, that it's residential. As Cindy said, there's more and more families coming with children in that area as the elders grow or get out or sell out. So I would just personally like to see it that way, being a neighbor of both of these people.
And then on the other side of this house, honestly, there is no barrier. There's two houses right up, butted up to their property line, and it's very close. So I just extend that I hope you, this is a community. There's a lot of Clearwater people here, too. It's a community. It does not need to be somewhere. My daughter used to work for the golf course, Payne Valley, and she would get a lot of people in all the time of all these bachelor parties, and they were partying up on the golf course. They could probably get away cheaper staying here and partying up there, and we don't need it in our neighborhood, influenced by 12 people, kids across the street. Thank you very much.
And one more. I would welcome any of you to come out to the property to where this is, to my home, to see what it's like and where we're at in that valley. So thank you for hearing us out.
You're welcome. Why don't we start on this side? Was there one or two hands over this way?
And,
you want to start? Come on up. Yep.
Hello, my name is Daryl Smith, my wife Susan. We bought our house July last year. We bought it from a real estate agent who in December bought it to try to make all this kind of cash doing what this guy wants to do. Well, he had it for less than 6 months. Because of the covenants, he had to sell it real fast, so we bought it. Beautiful house. So, but when we got there, because the real estate agent owned it, they did no maintenance to the yard. They did no maintenance to the water features. So everything that a normal homeowner would do, just upkeep, they let drop. Garbage in the garage, it smelled terrible in there. He was telling us, my cousin's living there. It's my cousin. It wasn't his cousin. He was running it out against the covenants. As Ted and Cindy were talking about, the covenants are very specific about that. And that's why, again, we bought there. And we own lot 10 and 11. We've got two lots there, 6 acres. So that main reason we went there is because of the covenants, because we were going to be spared all this other stuff, and we would have the peace and tranquility we wanted. You know, we're retired. We moved from Iowa, down from Iowa, sold the farm, moved from Iowa, and this was perfect. But now that we're seeing this come in, it's not going to be perfect. There's going to be cars running up and down the road. These people can say that they can control it. They can't control it. You're running it out. Their main goal is not to help community, not to beautify the neighborhood, which does not need to be beautified. Their main goal is to make money. And they're going to make money off of our peace and tranquility, off of our peace of mind. And I, for one, don't think that's right. And, again, that's why we bought here. Because of the covenants, we would never have to worry about that. So, anything else? That's all I got to say.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Ma'am in the back, you want to?
Evening. I'm Leland Good. I'm president of the HOA at Clearwater Acres. We've talked to a lot of neighbors on this process, this request. I have not talked to anybody that wants to see rental, nightly rental stuff. We do have in our little HOA, we do have a deal in our bylaws. Yes, you can rent a house, but it's long-term, minimum of 6 months, not nightly rental. That area is all single-family dwellings. And out of that, there's probably 50 to 75% that are all retired people that come to the nice, peaceful neighborhood, which we do have. One of the issues I see is police, fire, and ambulance. All three of those are a long ways away. So if we have an issue over there, it takes a while to get people there. If we got a disturbance going on, it takes a while to get a police officer there. We're clearing the southwest corner of the world down there. Added traffic, we have enough traffic now with the lake road. That's a direct shot to the lake that road is, where that house sets. And there's days, there'll be 15 cars parked down there at that lake. And a lot of traffic in and out. Added noise, as I mentioned before. Just the area is not suited for